questions, makes no demands. Just giving is enough. Although I'm talking about my mother, these sentiments apply to all mothers. Whenever a child cries out in the night, a guardian angel comes rushing to its side. Mother.
Are you a relative?
Just by marriage.
Millions of words have been written about the great deeds of history. But mothers, especially my mother, make sublime sacrifices every day that the world will never know about, because there is no poet around to record them.
Wow, she's really like pouring it on.
Wasn't that beautiful?
The world is filled with beautiful.
Don't cry, dear. We'll have a poet in once or twice a week to record.
I'm just crying over the speech.
But who can
just am glad she's mine.
Making the world all right. My father is a doctor who often stays out late into the night taking care of the sick and the wounded. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, who sits huddled on a kitchen chair waiting for him to come home and ready with hot milk? Mother. She is the strength of our nation, our community, and our family. The most beautiful word in the English language. Mother.
Hot milk at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know, when she cried out at night, I rushed to her crib as often as you did.
I know, darling, but how would it sound? A guardian angel. Daddy.
Hot milk.
Well, she probably heard me mention that when the Larkin baby was sick last week, I waited up for you and we had some hot milk.
Wouldn't it have been more dramatic to write an essay about how her father drove 18 miles in the rain to sit up with a sick patient?
And when the storm caused a power failure, you did a tonsillectomy on the kitchen table. Darling, if I didn't know you better, I'd say your ego was wounded.
Oh, silly. You women must have a strong lobby. Well, even the songs about mother are all gentle lullabies. The ones about dear old dad can only be sung in bar rooms.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Daddy.
Hmm?
You didn't say much. Did you really like my essay?
Well, honey, you won first prize, and I learned things about mother I never knew.
He loved it, Mary. He hasn't stopped talking about it since we got home.
I was very proud, baby.
Oh, I thought it was corny.
Why, Jeff, Mary said some beautiful things. Don't you feel that way about mother?
Well, sure, but do I have to drool for 20 minutes just to prove it? I don't trust people who make speeches anyway.
Well, that's an interesting philosophy. Why not?
Well, they're always talking to me because they got nothing to say.
Oh, Mother, if you only knew what a burden he is.
We'll try and bear up under it, dear. It's time to go to bed. Come on.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff.
Night, Dad. Night, Mom.
Night, sweetheart.
Sleep tight.
Night.
Ow!
Jeff!
I never touched
him. Just his way of saying good night.
Can't they love each other the way we love them?
Well, how did you get along with your younger brother?
Oh, Mother, if you only knew what a burden he is. Honey, I've decided what I'm going to get you for your birthday.
A thermos for hot milk.
A suit. You need another one. Look, the sleeves on this are beginning to fray.
Don't fight me. I've got my heart set on that thermos.
Mother!
Whenever a child cries out in the night,
a guardian angel will rush to its side. I think we'll have to keep Randy away from strawberries for a while.
Randolph, stop scratching.
I'll give you some lotion for that rash.
Gee, Doctor, I like strawberries. Can I stay away from carrots?
Randolph, stop scratching.
Randy, my tests show that you're allergic. Do you know what allergic means?
Sure. My father sneezes every time Mom wears a fur coat.
He's not allergic. He's hated it ever since my mother bought it for me. Randolph, stop scratching.
Here, this should help relieve that itch a little.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, Doctor, Mary's essay last night was simply wonderful. Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, yes, your older son is in Mary's class. Thank you, Mrs. Carson.
When she talked about a mother's sacrifice, I cried like a baby.
How did your husband react?
He just kept on sneezing. He hates my fur coat. Oh, Doctor, Do you think men really appreciate having a precious jewel around the house?
I'm quite happy with Mrs. Stone.
Happy? Why, when a man is married to a saint, he should get down on his knees 3 times a day and thank heaven. Come on, Randolph.
Goodbye, Randy. In a little while, maybe we'll have you back on strawberries.
Randolph, stop scratching.
Oh. You used the door like an ordinary mortal. Why didn't you just pass through the wall?
Do you intrigue me? What are you talking about?
Mrs. Carson heard Mary last night. It seems I have a saint, a precious jewel around the house.
Oh, why don't you have me insured for burglary and theft?
Because in case of loss, they'd probably replace you with a striking blonde, and I've grown accustomed to your face. I think I'll tear down the ping pong table and erect a shrine.
Well, I'm glad you're beginning to appreciate me.
Hi, Doctor.
Hello, Mac.
Hello, Mac.
How are you, Mrs. Stone?
I'm fine. How's Mrs. McNamara?
Like always, griping. Running a house, raising kids, serving on committees, working at the hospital, and you still find time to cheer your husband up with a cup of coffee.
Mac, you can make the first contribution towards the shrine.
I'm not kidding, Doc. I hope you appreciate this little girl.
Mac, you weren't by any chance at the school auditorium last night, were you?
No, but I just delivered some cleaning to Mrs. Chandler. She was there.
In the row behind us. She borrowed your handkerchief.
Mrs. Chandler started to tell me about the essay. Didn't mention any names, but as soon as she got the hot milk at 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, Mrs. Stone.
Actually, Mac, Dr. Stone had to drive one night in a blinding snowstorm, and when he got there, the water and the electricity were off and...
That's another thing, Doc. She's always making you look good.
Alex, you're due at the clinic in 10 minutes.
You see, Doc, in my business, I see women at their worst, in the morning. But whenever I deliver some cleaning to Mrs. Stone, that wonderful smile, I dance through my route the rest of the day. See you Tuesday.
Bye, Mac. Bye, Mac.
Well, how lucky can a man get? A wife who makes women sob and men dance through the streets.
Alex, I didn't write Mary's speech.
Are you sure?
You are the most wonderful husband, the most fascinating man, and I am a shell of a woman you breathe life into by your mere presence. How's that?
Terrible. When I'm unreasonable, do you have to be noble?
Well, I'll see you after lunch, and then we'll go pick up your suit. Okay? One of these days, I might try it.
What?
Passing through the wall.
And Susan said her mother wants me to repeat my essay at the Woman's Club luncheon.
Oh.
That would be nice, dear.
Sure, chicken a la king and a good cry.
Why do women cry so much?
Oh, Jeff, they're gentle, sensitive creatures.
Oh, boy. Mother, may I stay at Susan's house tonight?
Well, I guess so. If you don't stay up all night chattering.
Oh, thank you. You're an angel. Excuse me.
It's all right with me.
Hey, can I go to the movies this afternoon with Herbie?
Jeff, why don't you ask your father?
Well, Dad, if Mom says it's all right, can I go?
Well, I thought you might help me construct a shrine this afternoon, but if Mother says it's okay...
Thanks, Mom.
Donna, I assume you've told the children I'm their father.
Every chance I get, dear. Oh, Alex, you wouldn't want to be bombarded with a million details every day.
Whatever happened to those dim days beyond recall when a man made decisions?
You can make one now. What time should we go get your suit?
Women control the PTA. They own 70% of the nation's wealth. They dictate where we live, how we live.
How about the suit?
Today, the PTA. Tomorrow, the world. You know, there used to be two sexes. Now it's female and him. Where are you going?
Oh, don't stop. I'll be right back.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Good afternoon.
Yes. Oh, I'd like to see a suit. Something like this one.
You'd like another one? Like that?
My husband looks very well in gray. I'll give it back to you.
Let me see. You're about a 36 short.
39 regular. I like it. What do you think?
I don't know.
Your shoulders slope a little. But Carlos in our tailor shop can do wonders with shoulders.
The suits are mine. I like that gray suit.
It's nice, Alex, but you just don't buy the first suit you put on.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. You don't marry the first girl you meet.
You do if you're short and have sloping shoulders. I like it.
What do you think, madam?
Well...
beginning a little bulge here. But our Carlos does miracles with waistlines.
We're in the wrong department. They must have a section for misfits.
Alex, couldn't we try on a blue pinstripe just for size?
That's it. That garment is you. Don't you agree, madam?
Oh, I'm afraid I like it.
Makes me look too tall.
You're the one who has to be pleased, sir. Pardon me.
Now, Alex, you're making this a personal feud between you and the salesman.
And I'd like to get my hands on that Carlos, too.
It's your birthday, and I want you to have the suit you want. But let's try on the blue pinstripe just once more.
That salesman knew the minute we came in here we'd walk out with a suit you liked.
Oh, well, I'll tell him I hate it, and you buy it over my protest.
Hi, Doc.
Hi,
Donna's here. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Myra.
Donna Mary's essay last night was inspirational. As she talked, I relived my life with Henry.
Thank you, Myra. I'm sure she meant all mothers.
Doctor, that's a very attractive suit.
Madam and I agree. But the gentleman prefers the gray one.
Men and their taste. I had the same problem with Jimmy. I have a million things to do. I'll see you at the meeting on Tuesday.
All right.
Jimmy, what has gotten into you? The idea of doing this. Perfectly good suits. You could ruin them. I'll see you with your new blue suit, Doctor. It's lovely. Come, Jimmy.
The shoulders slope, my stomach protrudes, and I'm too short, so put a pair of cuffs on it and send it out. Hmm?
I liked it the moment you put it on.
No, I don't agree with you, Alex. I see new mothers every day. Beautiful to watch.
Oh, I'm not against motherhood. I just say that wives are becoming too powerful. It's turning into a dictatorship.
Come on, Alex. There's nothing like a wife around the house. Always there when you get home. Always helpful. Suggesting things. Maybe that's why I'm still a bachelor.
Oh.
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
Just one of the little attentions a man pays the woman he secretly loves.
Alex, at this point, shouldn't you strike the bounder?
Just as soon as he helps you with the second bag.
Now you know why I love him so much. He's practical.
Hey, Donna, you know the entire maternity ward is buzzing over Mary's essay? Oh, the nobility of motherhood. Since yesterday, they refused to take anesthetics.
No, thank you. Well, Alex has had an entirely different reaction.
Oh, I tell you, that boy's a radical. He's a dangerous thinker.
Oh, even salesmen instinctively know it's the woman who has to be pleased.
Now, how can you say that? You picked out your own suit, didn't you?
Picked out your own suit? Struck a blow for the emancipation of men everywhere.
Alex, I promise you the word mother will never be heard in this house again. I'll have the children call me Mrs. Stone.
I think I better leave. I can't stand street fights.
I'm Cole. Hank Cole of the Daily Sentinel.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Cole? We already take your paper.
Your daughter's essay is great copy. My editor wants me to do a story on the modern woman. The hand that rocks a cradle will soon run the nation.
Well, that's a nice compliment, Mr. Cole, but I think a story like that is a little premature. Oh, this is my husband, Dr. Stone, and this is Dr. Graham.
Hank Cole. Hi, fellas.
Hi. How do you do?
Mr. Cole's with the Sentinel, and he wants to ask me some questions. Tomorrow?
I want to do a human interest story on Mrs. Stone. My editor says, let the rest of those papers play up those hatchet murders. We want to get our readers right here.
Don't you have to go to the hospital or someplace?
And miss the heartwarming story?
My angle is the modern woman. No longer chained in the kitchen, but out there helping run the community. A new strong voice in the affairs of our nation. How does that sound, fellas?
You struck a nerve close to my heart.
These are our children, Mr. Cole. This is Mary and Jeff.
How do you do?
Hi.
Hi, kids. I'm going to get a shot of the whole family. Right over here. Right over here, Mrs. Stone. Look, you sit down in the chair right here. That's it. And you be combing Mary's hair. And Jeff, you look as if you're going to ask your mother something.
Where do you want Dr. Stone to stand?
Hmm? Doc? Oh, look, Doctor, you can hold this light bar right here. That's it. Hold the light bar. There we go.
Okay, now, if you'll all stay steady there.
That's it. Okay, well, now we're all ready. Now, oh, back, men, back, way back. Way back. That's it, boys. Wait, that's it. Okay, hold it right there. All right, look this way, smile, that's it, there we go. Now, look, Mr. Stone, I'd like to get some shots of you around the house, getting up in the morning. Say, maybe we get a shot in a bathing suit.
Human interest.
But first of all, we want to get some shots of you and the doc. Now, you got any medical equipment around?
Oh, well, yes, the office is right through there.
The office, huh? Well, on to the office we go, Mrs. Stone. Let's go right into the old doc's office right in here. Come on, kids. Hey, look, gang, will you bring the rest of that stuff along in here? Thanks very much. Now, here we go, right in the old doc's office.
Some newspaper work fun.
Hank may get his news beat on a hatchet murder after all.
Dr. Stone speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Larkin.
Ah, here we go. A piece of tubing. Now, why don't you use this on the kid like a tourniquet? You know how to do that?
Of course she knows how. Mother's a graduate nurse.
A graduate nurse can take over for the doctor in an emergency. You over in the corner. Right over here. That'll be fine. Back.
Just a house call, and as long as you're busy with an emergency, I'll go.
What I can call this layout? Wife, mother, community leader.
Why don't you just call it How to Sabotage a Happy Marriage?
Oh, thank heavens we got here in time. Oh,
we're going to make this the nicest party Daddy's ever had.
Here he comes!
Oh, Mary, get the light. Okay, we'll light the candle. All right, Mary, you stand here. Hurry.
Let me blow up the match.
Jeff, there. Wynn, stand over here.
Hi, darling. Donna? Jeff, Mary? Donna, where is everybody?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, everybody.
Hi.
Well, can I open my presents
now?
No,
not yet.
Have a seat.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
You do the same for me.
Thank you, and thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered tonight to pay homage to a man who is loved and respected by everyone here.
Hear, hear.
A man who has made a living truth of the axiom, it is better to give than receive.
I'm going to need this.
Birthday parties and cakes and presents are nice symbols. With the speaker on my right, please lay off the cake. But what we're trying to say tonight is what this man really means to us. We will now hear from someone very close to him, his son.
Well, folks, I hate long speeches.
He just wants to get to the cake fast.
He's the nicest pop in the whole world. Happy birthday, Pop.
Thank you, Jeff.
We will now have a few words from his firstborn.
14 years ago, a little girl came into this world, and the first...
There she goes.
And the first thing she saw was a tall, handsome man standing there with love in his eyes. As this little girl grew and took her first step and spoke her first word, she felt good because she knew that for the rest of her life, this man would always be... This man would all... Happy birthday, Daddy.
Thank you, baby.
No. Happy birthday.
We will now hear from a friend and co-worker, Dr. Winfield Graham.
I feel very honored to be the only outsider present at this gathering. I have known our guest of honor through the years as friend and colleague. And I would like to say that on both counts, it's been an experience. Happy birthday, Alice.
The virtues of our guest of honor as friend and father have already been extolled. Now, I would like to tell you what it means to be the woman in his life. His quiet strength, the knowledge that he's always there when I need him, the knowledge that I need him. To the man in my life with all my love. Happy birthday, Alec.
Thank you, darling.
Hurry up and open the presents so we can get to the cake.
Here. There we go. Let's have the birthday cake first. Alex, there's been a terrible mistake. I had nothing.
What's wrong with it, Mother? I think it's a very pretty suit. Did you pick it out?
Alex, I give you my word, I haven't talked to the
salesman. I believe you. The salesman knew that if he sent out the gray suit, it would eventually be returned because you didn't like it, so he saved himself the trouble.
Well, yes, he is. Dad, it's for you. It sounds awful important.
Thank you, Jeff. Dr. Stone speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Larkin. Oh, how long ago? All right, wrap her in warm blankets. I'll be there as quickly as I can.
What is it, dear?
The Larkin baby.
Serious, Alex?
Doesn't sound good. See you all later.
All right, bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Right back.
How's the Larkin baby?
Oh, it was pretty rough going for a while, but she'll be all right. Well, what are they doing here?
Well, they wanted to be here when you got home because it's your birthday and I didn't have the heart to say no.
Hi, Daddy. How's the Larkin baby?
Fine, honey.
I hate speeches, but it's a nice feeling to know that when people are in trouble, they call on your father.
I'd like to make a speech. It'll be a short one. You know, I've been the guest of honor at many testimonials. Like just today I had one. But this one, spontaneous, with no speeches, this one I'll never forget. Thank you, and good night.
Night, Daddy.
Night, Dad.
Night, Mom.
Night, Mom.
Night. Alex, I'm going to take that suit back in the morning and slug the salesman. No,
I think I'll keep the blue suit. After tonight, suddenly I feel very tall. Where are you going?
I promise you nobody will ever know, but I think tonight you deserve some hot milk.
Man does not live by milk alone.